Hey, it's your host, Abigail Pumphrey, and I'm on a personal mission to help more small business owners become financially free. I like to nerd out on all things business, marketing, and most definitely the numbers. I'm talking all the lessons learned as I turned a layoff into a seven-figure online business. I like to share it all, and no conversation is off the table. We talk actionable strategies, biz challenges, and all the things life throws your way. Grief, anxiety, loss, and resilience are all topics you'll find here. So grab a cup of coffee and settle in because you're listening to the Strategy Hour podcast, brought to you by Boss Project. Have you ever absolutely panicked after you accidentally deleted a file on your computer? I know I have. It's not an issue if you've got CrashPlan Smart Recovery. Your files are just a few clicks away and can be restored in a snap. CrashPlan provides the best cloud backup solutions in the market. Visit CrashPlan.com/BossProject for 50% off your first year of CrashPlan. Now you can protect all your work with an unlimited backup and recovery solution. CrashPlan makes it simple to restore some or all of your data. And with unlimited version retention, CrashPlan can be your ultimate rewind button. Get unlimited computer backup for you or your business with CrashPlan Professional. CrashPlan backs up files that live on your computer and works with PC, Mac, and Linux. Don't let data disasters slow you down. CrashPlan has your back and keeps you moving. Go to CrashPlan.com/BossProject for 50% off your first year of CrashPlan. That's CrashPlan.com/BossProject for 50% off your first year. Back up better with CrashPlan.
So we got this DM the other day all about how amazing these profit reports have been for people, but it was also like side note kind of a review. And I just want to remind people that you can review this podcast.
Yes. Go right now into your podcast app. You might have to search the podcast, even though you're already listening to it, and scroll down, like click us in the actual app. It's kind of weird. Scroll all the way down past all the episodes and you're going to see some stars pop up on your screen. And if there aren't yellow, it means you haven't given us a review yet. So you should type 5 stars or hit 5 stars and then type like 2 sentences is all we need about how amazing our voices are, how impactful our strategy is, how life-changing this show is for you, because we need that validation and it actually really helps this show grow, like truly, 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 and it helps us enable us to do more episodes for you for free. So go do that.
So we love hearing your feedback, which
PS, again, validation. It's what we live on.
It's true. But we did get this DM the other day all about our profit report and how helpful it has been for this woman and her business. And that it really felt like, or continues to feel like, an inside peek into the actual workings of the behind the scenes. Because at the end of the day, the dollars are not really what matters. We want you to see profit. We want you to see more income in your business. Revenue is fancy. Revenue feels sexy. Revenue does not, you know, give you the lifestyle.
If you're not keeping any of that revenue, yes, then it's irrelevant.
Yeah, right. So we want to help you keep more revenue, i.e. have more profit so you can increase how much you're getting paid. Also just, you know, save for crazy times. Like,
yeah,
there's some things that happen this year that, yeah, you know,
having a savings would be helpful.
Just saying. Anyway, maybe. I'm excited to talk about June as always. Also, I need a new word. I feel like I'm saying I'm excited to literally everything these days. So if you have a new
app, I'm jazzed. I'm stoked. I'm here for it. I'm pumped. There's some.
You're also really bad at saying I'm excited every single time. Anyway, it's fine. We love you guys. I'm so glad you listened to our ramblings.
I'm excited that you're here.
Yeah, for real though. I know for the last couple of months, we've been talking about the shop growth, but like, can we talk about the shop growth? No? Okay.
This thing has exploded my brain in the results it's providing, the way it makes us feel, the way it's impacted our team and you and this community and small businesses around the world. Literally.
Well, I think it's important to point out that like we have been so blown away by the progress, but we really want to make sure that we're doing everything we can to both improve the front end, like getting people in the door, getting them aware of what we're doing, get them excited about what's there, but then also keeping them happy, satisfied, loving the shop, being a happy customer. And so improving retention and focusing on churn is definitely something that's on our mind. And we actually invested in the last couple of months in two separate programs. And I just kind of want to like slightly talk about them and what we ended up implementing that I think has helped our shop. Because I think a lot of people don't say, oh, I figured it all out on my own. I call like BS.
So smart. And I just decided that to do this thing and then it just worked.
No, for sure. Okay. So let's actually talk about Instagram first. Okay.
Yeah.
So our friend Tyler McCall has an Instagram course and I love what he's doing and decided to watch one of his webinars because while we've seen a ton of success on Instagram over time, it just hasn't been what we wanted it to be. We saw a lot of growth in the first couple of years. And then I think somewhere around the time Emily and I like forged our own Instagram accounts, we kind of let the Boss Project one fizzle in a lot of ways. And I don't know if you saw, but a couple months back, I like threatened to delete the whole thing. And it was like a drama. It was a whole thing.
Never engage or watch anything that we put out on Instagram, decided to say, don't delete your Instagram.
Yeah. So it like came back to life theoretically like overnight. And so we started experimenting.
You should threaten to leave again and see what happens.
I know. But we started experimenting with new types of content. And I actually saw Gary Vee say this the other day and I thought it was super interesting because normally his stuff like kind of rubs me the wrong way.
Yeah, I was like, do you still pay attention to what?
No, he just like, he's taken over my TikTok feed and I want nothing to do with it.
That's a whole other thing. Oh, get out of here.
I know.
This is a side pitch, side story. And it was, I know you saw my comment in Parker's client group the other day. 2020 has just been the year of me just cleansing dudes in so many aspects of my life. Like I can't, there are too many dudes in too many places. And there are dudes that I really, really care about and love. And I only want room for them. I don't need any more. And so I've just been like, I'm not going to buy from you anymore. You're a dude.
Which is ironic because
Gary out of my life like 2 years ago.
It's ironic because the two courses we bought were from
dudes. I know. I'm irritated.
Anyway, okay. So long story short, he was like, you guys, I love you. I mean, he didn't say that because that's not something he would say.
Like, I really care about you guys. I'm having some feelings about you.
Gary V was like, if you're not educating or entertaining, like get out, like basically. And because so much of social media can end up being like a vanity PR celebration fest. And so he was very blunt about his feelings on the whole thing, but he was like, you on the beach and like Bora Bora, like no one cares. Although that is something I'm working on, ironically. Anyway, total side note.
How many side stories can we insert before we get to your point?
I'm so sorry. So, but he was saying like so much of what we end up putting out there is celebration, is like PR, is like, and he's like, he didn't say that was great, but I will say while that's great, if you're not adding value, it's really hard to grow on social media. Okay. So back to my actual story here.
Examples? Because I'm confused about like...
Like making the content about value adding to your audience. Like having it not be you focused at all. Really, is what he was trying to point out.
Well, so I'm just trying to pick that apart within my personal brand.
I don't actually have a solution for that unless you're doing the other thing, which is entertaining, which I feel like is what you're doing a lot.
I feel like people would say it's entertaining.
Because they're like, ooh, what are you making? Oh, what are you working on? Ooh, whatever. Like it's a show, right? Yeah, you know, you're not going to educate, but like you're not necessarily adding value to their lives with your behind the scenes.
I mean, I think I am.
At least over in Boss Project world, I felt like we had more tangible ways to do that. And so I started like social stalking anything that seemingly was starting to blow up. Not what they were saying, but just like the kinds of posts people were putting out there. I feel like this technically happened a couple months back, but whatever. We're talking about it in June.
Doesn't matter. What is time?
Who knows with this year? Anyway, but we started trying these, what I would consider highly shareable content strategies, and we're seeing immediate results. Like immediate results. Things that normally we would get, even though we had over 40,000 followers, we were literally getting like 100 likes and it was starting to get embarrassing. Like we would create these more highly shareable content and like it skyrocketed.
We've literally never bought followers ever.
No.
So they're not robots. They're like real people. We just have like laxed so much on the account that no one is seeing it.
Right. And that's not, I feel like, I mean, it's our fault, but it's also not like because they're not real people. So
right.
That's also part of it. Also, it's an old account, which I think that makes a difference. Like if you engage recently, it has, anyway.
Yeah.
Nonetheless, it went from hundreds of likes to thousands of likes overnight with our content. We're like, okay, we're paying attention. What are you doing? So when I saw Tyler's, this is like a 10-minute circle back. Wow. So sorry. So when I saw Tyler's content, he was really talking about how to add value, how to focus on your audience. And while it was things we were already doing, I just knew I wanted to fast track it and I wanted like tangible strategies. Honestly, so he sells a like PDF guide that's kind of like a launch in a box kind of thing for Instagram.
It's Insta Launch Blueprint is what it's called.
So we actually bought that before we got the course, not knowing that it was a bonus in the course. It's total side note.
Whatever.
But I love the blueprint. The blueprint is amazing. And it just really asks you super simple questions to help you frame stuff up. And so we started being able to like put out more intentional content there. So I feel like getting some of those followers paying attention again has been really helpful for the shop. Now on Instagram, Emily and I both have a theory and I really want someone to come validate it because I apparently always need validation according to Emily. But part of me feels like the reason y'all trust us is because we also have other businesses that are doing well. And like, you're seeing those other businesses on Instagram. I don't know. I need someone to come in and tell me if that's making any sort of difference to you at all.
Well, I don't think anyone here. Here's where I don't need validation. If the results are there, then you don't need the validation.
Oh, no. I don't need the validation. But it seems to be that as our other businesses grow, Boss Project is getting,
lifting up
all boats, whatever. Yeah. Rising tides.
Waves lift the vessels.
Anyway, it seems to have a direct impact. So we're just going to keep rocking and rolling on the fact that we still have two separate brands outside of this company. And it's been a lot of fun and an adventure. And we're going to keep doing the things. But that leads me to the second course that we invested in. And I think has an impact on what we're doing on the back end, like once they're already a member. So do you want to talk a little bit about Stu's program? Stu McLaren's Tribe membership. Okay. Or Tribe program. It's about memberships though.
Right. It's an entire course for people with membership sites.
Yes.
And so, you know, the Creative Template Shop is not our first membership site that we've ever developed. It's the most successful one. It's the one that we love the most, that has the biggest results for us and for our members. Mm-hmm. And is the most fun, truly, truly the most fun. So we launched the membership site kind of just by like experience from what we've done before, seeing a little bit of how our friends who have membership site have set theirs up. So what do we like about that? What do we not like about that? Mm-hmm. And just kind of piecemealing like different things, strategies and systems or whatever. Mm-hmm. And it obviously worked. Like we launched it, it went really well. You guys have heard that history over every profit report since January when it launched. We got to a point where we're like, okay, but memberships are an entirely different business model. Like truly, here we were again, like pivoting to something that if we didn't pay attention to it soon enough, could easily not derail, but like there are specific things about a membership, like churn, like retention, like monthly commitments, like customer happiness, like so many different things that mm-hmm. we needed to pay attention to a lot more than we ever had been before. Mm-hmm. And so we wanted to learn from someone who, like, that's all they talk about and that's what they do really, really well. Mm-hmm. And so we got inside his program, started it, I think at the very beginning of June, if not the end of May, because it was like a 6-week thing. It was great. I loved it.
Yeah. I mean, there's definitely a lot of things that I felt like we'd already done because we were so far into what we were doing.
Like, we joined it 300 members in, 250 members in, something mm-hmm. like that. And it's definitely like, there are people who join it who already have like a 6-figure membership and join. But like, I don't know. I do feel like it was more beginner than I expected. There were lots of content that I was just like, okay, we've already done this where we thought about this. But truly, I'm in the camp of, if you get one nugget, takeaway that impacts what you can do in your program, in your service, in your product, whatever, like, it's worth it. Like, it's literally worth it.
Oh yeah. Like, I think
go through the weeds to find what works for you. Not all of it's going to work for you.
I think the retention module all on its own was worth it for us. And it's not that it wasn't things we weren't already thinking about, but just having some really tangible strategies to implement, because ultimately of course we want to sell more. Of course we want to grow our business. Of course we want to grow our membership.
We want to keep people too.
We want to keep people. We want them seeing results. Yes. We want them like implementing things in their business that are impacting their revenue. Cause we want you to have more profit too.
Yeah. And I think another benefit or like push that got us to sign up is because, you know, you guys also might have heard, at least in January, we were on like a spending freeze. We were just like mm-hmm. feeling really overwhelmed by expenses. So Tyler's was the first thing we bought in 2020, I feel like.
In terms of education. Yeah.
Yeah. And then Stu.
Want to learn exactly step by step how to get paid to generate leads in your business? I've kept these details to myself for far too long. I'm ready to spill everything and give you the exact steps that help me generate tens of thousands of qualified leads and millions in low-ticket digital product sales. I won't just show you what I did, but teach you how you can do it too. I'm talking not just how to create low-ticket digital products, but also showing you how to use them strategically to generate leads for your other existing or future offers. I'm sharing it all at bossproject.com/jumpstart, including exactly how I made $8,033 and generated 277 leads my very first month selling digital products. Find out more at bossproject.com/jumpstart. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. With over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. I love that Indeed makes it easy to hire because I'm busy enough already. When we've hired in the past, the process was full of unqualified applicants. With Indeed, we can target the right candidates for the right position. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/strategy hour. Just go to Indeed.com/strategy hour right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/strategy hour. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Money issues are a common stressor in any relationship. Monarch Money is the top-rated personal finance app that can get you and your partner on the same page without any extra cost. Monarch has built-in collaboration features, so together you can see your finances, budget, and get insights on your cash flow. It's the easiest way to manage any household finances. I've tried other finance apps in the past, and they didn't work the way I wanted them to. I don't want to stress over finances. Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all your accounts, investments, transactions, and more Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/strategy. Monarch has a tool that allows you to easily import your data from Mint and keep all of your tags and categories. Monarch's simple, intuitive design makes it so easy to get set up, customize, and use. Monarch prioritizes my privacy, and they'll never sell my data to third parties. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/strategy. That's monarchmoney.com/strategy for your extended 30-day free trial.
Some of the tangible things we implemented were some back-end workflows and emails to try to really make sure that we're nurturing our people in the very beginning, make sure they have like a clear understanding of how they can use the shop right away. Because honestly, there's a lot of stuff in there now. There's a lot of stuff in there, and we want people to see a quick win. We want them to be able to jump in, find a template that's really aligned with where they're focused on inside their business, and then implement the template to see results.
I remember.
Go for it.
So I think another thing that pushed us to purchase is Abby and I have a tendency of, obviously you're here, you're listening, of oversharing, of giving in a lot of strategy, of wanting to get into the weeds with like every single audience member, student, customer, whatever. And we knew very early on, we had decided as a company that like our strategy is going to be over here in this arm of our company, and our templates, service, branding, graphics is going to be over here on this side of our company. And we did not want them to mesh like at all. Like one bleeds into the other very seamlessly, but like, if you want to hear from us and get coaching, it's over here in our signature program. If you want some templates, it's over here. And so going into it, I mean, we have this conversation, I feel like nearly every week, but for sure, every time we're deciding what the next shop drop's going to be is like ideas, ideas, ideas. And then we could do this. Okay, well, we're going to pull it back because that's a lot of strategy. And we're going to like deliver this because this is the tangible we want for this specific group of peoples. And so having someone who teaches about memberships, I feel like helped me stay focused on like, nope, here's what you need to deliver. Nope, here's what it's got to be. Here's the solution. Here's the, here's the answer that you're delivering and not any of this stuff. So that helped like, I don't know, give me guidance.
And I feel like his program would have been even more helpful if we were actually doing more of like a strategy coaching type 100%. Membership. Like I felt, not that he doesn't talk about alternative membership types, right, but we had to tweak stuff. And I think one of the things that I'll say out loud that I think has helped us in terms of framing it up, in terms of like delivering on it the way we ultimately want to, is we had this interview with Ward from Memberspace a couple months back, and it like clicked for us that we want to run the shop like a SaaS product.
Yep.
And the way you run a SaaS product is completely different than the way you run an online course. It is not the same. Your customer service is not the same. How you get people in the door is not the same. How you keep them happy is not the same. And so we don't run a SaaS company, by the way. Like we don't sell software. So, but learning more about how that works and that like how that operates has been immensely helpful in terms of management. Like, I feel like it's opened up a whole new world of things I can learn. And it also changed who I paid attention to in the online space. And I was like, wait, what are they doing? What are they working on? Because I want to model my business off of something that I think is going to have the most success long term. So all of that to say, the shop, we told you guys that it was going to take over, and it clearly has. It's over 42% of our business. Mm-hmm.
I think we had predicted last profit report it was going to be over 50% by the end of the year? Because it's going to be that by like next month.
Oh, yeah. For sure. Well, and I think one or two episodes back, I told you 1%, but we hadn't gotten finalist numbers yet. And it was over 40 that month actually. And so the reason it's actually this low, which sounds crazy to say, is we actually had a fairly big affiliate payout that dropped the percentage overall, but the revenue was up from the previous month. So It's crazy. Mm-hmm. It's so crazy, but it's been such a joy and I'm super excited. We have big plans for it by the end of this year and it's definitely going to continue to be our focus. Yeah. All that to say, we definitely still have our eyes on our other like main programs. And we've told you once, we've told you a million times, focus has been such a huge thing because in the past it's been something we've really sucked at. And like, we'll be like, oh, what about this? What about launching this new course? What about whatever? And like, yes, the shop was new, but once it started taking off, it has been our primary focus.
Yeah.
But the way we can do that is because we have such an automated system in place to run our signature program. So we are still showing up for our students in the same way. Yeah. We are still showing up for that community in the same way, but the sales process is very hands-off at this point. Not to say that we're not going to tweak it, not to say that we're not going to edit emails or like do that over time, but it's been really kind of, I wouldn't say fun. It's honestly been a huge freaking challenge. I'll be honest. Yeah, it's been a huge,
our biggest learning curve in business.
Automating a $2,000 product is like a lot. Like I still think frequently, I'm like, would we have made more if we had just like cut the cost in a quarter? Like, right. You know, and you can't second guess where you're at. And I am not at the point in my life where I'm going to discount something that's been selling at a certain price point when that's not going to help anything. But it was a challenge.
Yeah. But it's still sitting for June at 26%.
Yes.
So you guys,
it's solid. It is solid. And I'm excited because July will officially be a year. We've been working with our ads team.
Yeah. They're a blessing.
They're a huge part of our success. They are definitely in the weeds in the background and you guys don't necessarily hear from them a ton, but Tony, Jack, and Dania are just,
and Tony's been on. Yeah. We've had him on here.
Tony's been on this show. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
So definitely go back and listen to that. I remember we specifically talked about like the Facebook ads landscape and where we saw things going over time. I don't remember the episode number. I suck.
No,
no idea.
No.
Affiliate income. I don't necessarily want to talk about this because I feel like I have a wound around this and it's not a scar yet. So I have some opinions about collaborations and like people we will work with and not work with in the future. And I don't want to cause any drama, but I'm sure I'm just stirring the pot saying just that. So
we currently work with and are affiliates for, we love and are obsessed with.
Yes, let's be
brand
clear.
Partners. So fully support them.
Yes.
They're here for us and we're here for them and we love them.
But that's not what we're talking about.
But it was 14% of June's profit report, just so you guys
know. Yeah. Yeah. So great. That's all we need to say about that. And Trello. They'll be like, wait, what? I want to know
more. Drama.
You guys are so into the drama. It's so sad. I get it. Trello.
Keep up with the boss project. This is new show.
So Trello update. Now I need to go check. Did we add the thing in June or July?
Ooh, that's a good question. I don't know.
Well, I feel like we should just talk about it now since I already kind of hinted at it. Anyway, it doesn't matter.
Either at the very end of June or beginning of July, we did this new thing.
So Trello's been working for a long time. And we've, on the back end of Trello, like when someone purchases, our thank you page has historically been a sign up for a webinar. Now, we have enrolled people who like bought Trello immediately into Strategy Academy. But the percent conversion from purchase to that was low enough that we're like, could we experiment with something else that while it's way lower price, would it do anything?
Right.
Would it make a difference?
Sorry. And I just got a really funny text from Penny School. Can I read this to you?
I guess. What's up?
So I don't open my phone during a podcast unless it's Penny School because it like freaks me out. But so It's from her teacher, and it just said, "It's a boy. Congratulations. One of the kids in her classroom is a big brother now. Welcome, baby. Happy, healthy wishes." And then it says, "By the way, mom and dad, flower room friends were congratulating the big sibling and had some snappy baby names for you to consider." So this is a group of 3.5-year-olds coming up with baby names. So here's some of them. Bella Baga, Fishy Fishy, Versi, V, just the letter V, and Hocus Pocus. Those were all, and Fishy Fishy was the crowd favorite, just so you guys know. So welcome new baby Fishy Fishy.
Oh, okay. So back to the point. You see how we get nothing done around here? Just kidding. So Trello has had an upsell for a while, but it's to how effective it's been has been questionable. Right. So we were talking to our ads team, and while they have been very focused on us increasing the shop, we also like free or leads that make us money. And so for a long time, Trello has been a great way for us to generate leads and earn a little bit along the way, but they suggested an order bump. And I was like, I don't want to build anything else and blah, blah,
and
blah.
And I think we've done an order bump before, and it like did not literally do anything.
No. So
we even like bought a software for it and it didn't work. So we returned it.
Long story short, I felt coerced and just kidding.
We set it up for free.
We did set it up for free. It was all integrated. We ended up updating something that needed updated anyway.
Yep. So cost us our time.
Added the order bump. Well, you guys.
I think this deserves an entire episode on its own. So
I won't go too far into it, but I will tell you initial results being that 43% of people are order bumping and going from a $29 purchase to a $40 purchase. It's been awesome. I mean, I do think we could probably change the price, experiment with more things, but it's working so well that I'm just like, don't touch it. It's working. Don't touch it.
Don't touch it. Scale it. Don't touch it. Scale it.
Right.
That's what I always say.
Is it? So we will be sharing more about that strategy specifically. And I've definitely heard more takes on how it could work, but in the past it hasn't been super effective for us. So the fact that it's working now, I'm like, wow. Okay.
Wow. what's funny is that did we even get together? Oh yeah. The one time we got together, we've only seen each other in person literally one afternoon this entire year. Mm-hmm. You guys know that? This entire year. Well, you were there at Penny's birthday. Were you there at Penny's birthday?
I saw you at Penny's birthday.
Twice.
And then I saw you once for work. Two times in 2020.
Uh-huh.
Even though we live 20 minutes apart. Because hashtag quarantine life is real.
But that was one of the times. We got together in person and re-recorded some of those videos. And so it's updated. It's good. So go to TrelloForBusiness.com. If you haven't purchased it already, buy it. And then you'll see our upsell.
Which is worth it, by the way. Totally click the button.
So worth it. It's so fucking good. Buy it. And then, you know, DM me and tell me how much you love it.
Like I said, we'll do a whole breakdown once we have some more numbers. But I think that's a really exciting kind of first initial win with it. It's been up for a couple of weeks. It's been consistent at that number for a couple of weeks, which is super exciting. Trello continues to make up less of our business, but it's not because it's making less money. It's because we're making more everywhere else. So happy accident. Happy accident that Trello is only 12% this month.
Yes. So let's talk about where we spent money.
So our expenses haven't changed very much this year because we've been really, really focused on streamlining. Our biggest cost savings, and it won't be reflected until probably August because we got someone billed us that shouldn't have billed us. So that was cool.
Drama around that too. And that's all I'm going to say about that.
But we did change email service providers. So if you didn't hear our whole episode on Flowdesk, 100% go back and listen. If you haven't checked out Flowdesk, I highly recommend you go to bossproject.com/Flowdesk, get a free trial. And then if you decide to continue with it, it's just $19 a month for life, regardless of how many subscribers you have. But us switching this has saved us thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars. Again, not reflected in this profit report, but I'm just saying in terms of like cost of goods sold, in terms of expenses, our software has been very consistent and also super low. You guys probably think we spend, and I don't ever report our software spend on the profit report, but just in general, I'll tell you a dollar amount. It's in the neighborhood of like $1,500 a month for like all of the software we use in our business, which is actually super low. Like I know some people that are spending way more than that. And we continue to like, how can we make it simpler? How can we make it simpler? How can we make it simpler?
My freaking product business is going to be set to probably make more than that, just because the softwares that you need to run a product business. I took advantage of Shopify's COVID niceness and they extended their free trial to make your website for like 3 months. Mm-hmm. And so you could literally start making money, build your entire website and just not have to pay for 3 months. Mm-hmm. And so unfortunately, I mean, it doesn't matter, but they didn't send me an email that was like, hey, your trial's almost up. So we're going to charge you soon. I just got like a $920 charge from Shopify. And I was like, what? Freaked out for a second, realized what it was, but I was like, holy balls, that's expensive. And then I just had to upgrade to one thing because I had more views on my site, which I mean, it's all for good things, but I'm like, God,
wow. Guys, it's, some businesses are way more expensive to run. Wow. I'll tell you, in my wellness business, I think we are like under $100 a month.
Possibly like $12 a month to
it's
run.
So cheap. So cheap. I mean, we have our website, but the website and email is really our only main like software thing. Anyway, total side note. So our cost of goods sold have stayed super consistent. Our goal is 30%. We've been in that like 30 to 33% bouncing around for months now. So I feel really good that like we're on target there, even though it's still bouncing. Like
it's not bouncing to 45%.
Right.
And then right. Which we've been there before where it's yes. Like good, 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 good. And then it's 45%.
Right. So advertising still makes up the majority of that cost of goods sold at 28%. So the difference is just our fees for like Stripe, PayPal, member space, that kind of thing. So I feel really good about that. And the big part, the reason I feel so good about that is in our ad world, I think for a long time, we had been focused on like, how do we make this like big blip of money all at once? And it's going to be so amazing and giant launches. And especially now that we're running the membership, our MRR is really what I'm focused on.
Yes.
And our MRR is, yes, the membership makes up that number technically, but the more people we get in Strategy Academy on payment plans, it kind of is like an MRR, even though technically not. So if we break even on the front end with a membership ad or with a Strategy Academy sale, that means every month they stay after that. Well, Strategy Academy, it's like a year contract. But with the membership, any month they stay after that is just pure profit for us. And so I don't have any problem spending money on ads when I know that it's going to be profit after that initial transaction. So yeah. I will keep doing that.
Yes, yes.
And then our contractors have not changed. So that's just the same, 21%. We're definitely starting to think about like what the next steps there are, where we might go next, but we're not
hiring.
I think
it's funny because we like coast, we coast, we coast, we're good, we're good, we're good. And then all of a sudden I feel like we're like, oh, we need like 4 different people. So then we have to really prioritize, take our time finding, really find out how that person's going to make us money because that's how we hire now and, mm-hmm. you know, really truly vet and figure out those roles. So,
yeah. And then the only big change on the profit report side is Emily and I did increase our pay. So we haven't talked about it a whole lot, but last year we took a pay cut to kind of stabilize our business. Mm-hmm. And so we're slowly creeping that back up to what it was. So payroll makes up 20% of our expenses, but you guys, for what we do. We don't make we could make more. Okay. That's all I'll say about that.
It will be, but like, I want you guys to know that this goal, this moment, 7 months in, because we're recording this in July, where we finally are able to tell you, like, we're bumping back up to what we were. We probably could have done it a couple of months ago, but we've been erring on the side of super, super being conservative just because of how stressful last year was and even the 6 months before that. And so the reason why we're focusing on profit now is because we want to make more profit to pay ourselves more, to pay our team more, to add on and not just be constantly playing catch up. And so I think I'm really happy to report, like, the fruits of our labor, of our refocus that started last fall is building.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so even with all that, even with all the crazy, we still landed at 22% profit. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So filling.
Our goal is 30. Our goal is to average 30 month over month. And I still feel really good at 22.
Yeah. And I know we're recording 3 weeks into July, and I'll tell you, July is going to be insane.
Rockstar. So I cannot wait to share those numbers too, but I hope this continues to have been helpful. Like always, if you guys have any follow-up questions about what we talked about or how you can interpret your own numbers, don't hesitate to send us a DM.
Looking to elevate your brand without the headache? Join the Co-op, our creative template shop membership. With thousands of easy-to-customize templates, all crafted to seamlessly fit your business aesthetics, we make nurturing leads and driving sales effortless. We're talking serious impact and seriously simple creation. Become a member now at creativeshopcoop.com and transform your business today. That's creativeshopcoop.com. Hey, a few quick favors before you leave. I'd love if you'd share today's episode. Send it to a friend who needs to hear it and post on social. You can show us where you're listening from, your favorite takeaway, or why someone else should listen. Be sure to tag me at Abigail Says and at Boss Project so we can share it. Okay, second favor, to get podcast updates and all the behind-the-scenes news from Boss Project, I'd love if you'd join my VIP list. Just head to bossproject.com/signup to make sure I have all your contact details. Really love this show? It would mean so much to me if you'd leave a rating and review. It not only helps more listeners find the show, but allows us to bring on quality sponsors so we can keep bringing you this valuable content for free. Thanks so much for listening. Until next time.